Chapter 21. Chartering, not voucher light. In my view, chartering gives incentives to strengthen our public schools. Private school vouchers give incentive to abandon them. It didn't take long for policymakers and chartering proponents to position public chartered schools as an alternative to private school vouchers. As detailed in Chapter 27, that became most apparent in California in the summer and fall of 1991, when chartering was introduced as a positive education reform measure to counter voucher advocates mobilizing to put a voucher initiative on the ballot in the fall of 1992. As chartering proponents focused on positioning charters as an alternative to vouchers, chartering opponents focused on tying the two together. An August 7, 1991 article in the Los Angeles Times noted that the two major teacher unions in Minnesota vigorously opposed the charter school plan, quoting a key reason from Minnesota Federation of Teachers MFT lobbyist Rose Hermitson. Here, we are using public money to fund quasi-private schools. With the politics of education reform rapidly heating up in the national conversation, I used every visible opportunity I could to make the distinction between private school vouchers and chartering. I have always opposed public funding to private K-12 schools, so it struck a chord with me when opponents constantly referred to chartering as disguised private school vouchers or, quote, voucher light, unquote. In my view, while both private school vouchers and chartered schools offer more choices for families and parents, the similarities end there. Chartering gives incentive to strengthen our public schools. Private school vouchers give incentive to abandon them. It was important for me and other proponents to act quickly to make clear distinctions between chartering and vouchers. I entered the public debate by writing several commentaries for local and national media sources, focusing on four elements of quality public education that chartering could accomplish better than private school vouchers: innovation, accountability, competition, and inclusiveness. This kind of comparative approach was important to the rise of chartering and to the nation's understanding and acceptance of public school choice. I summarize my key comparisons here. Innovation. Chartering provides an opportunity for parents and teachers to design a new school, design a whole new structure or approach to learning. Vouchers do not create new schools. They support existing schools. Chartering offers a research and development sector of public education. The innovations don't just benefit the few, they benefit the many. The innovations easily transfer to other schools because the ground rules are the same. They all deliver public education. In short, chartered schools give innovation an opportunity to thrive, and the entire public school system can benefit as a result. Accountability. While many public school rules and regulations are waived for public chartered schools, the schools are still held accountable for performance. An authorizer and a chartered school board negotiate performance outcomes they expect from teachers and students. If these outcomes are not achieved, the school can and will be closed. This is more accountability than most school boards require of their district public schools. In contrast, private schools neither abide by state regulations nor are required to commit to performance standards or outcomes. In 1995, U.S. Secretary of Education Richard Riley summarized the difference this way. Vouchers pull enormous public resources from one system that is accountable to one that is not. Competition. Vouchers cannot provide true competition. How can one system that is accountable to the public compete with one that is not? But as U.S. Senator David Durenberger noted, chartered schools stimulate competition within the public school system. A Minnesota superintendent told me 3 years after passage of the chartering law, I'm never going to be able to make the changes we need in this school district until we have a charter school operating across the street. For that superintendent, direct and visible competition was important to reduce staff resistance to proposed changes. In some cases, just the prospect of a new chartered school in a district can bring about desired change. Inclusiveness. By definition, chartered public schools must serve all students on a first-come, first-served basis and cannot charge tuition. But even with vouchers, finances will still prohibit access to private school for many families. Some private schools charge well over $7,000 per year. Few voucher proposals meet even half of that. Families receiving vouchers must still raise the remainder of the tuition. The commentaries were good opportunities to shape the differences between vouchers and chartering, but I needed to do more. That was why I participated in the America 2000 daily conference call with U.S. Secretary of Education Lamar Alexander on November 4, 1991. Wisconsin Democratic Representative Polly Williams, who pioneered the Milwaukee voucher program, was the secretary's other guest. Alexander described us as two of the nation's leading education innovators. If anyone had suggested a year before that I would be on a nationwide conference call with the Secretary of Education from the Bush administration, I would have laughed. I wasn't a Republican. Education wasn't my leading issue at the legislature. I wasn't an educator. I didn't even have children. But I did want to take every opportunity I could to promote chartering and distinguish it from vouchers. After Williams' detailed progress in the second year of the Milwaukee voucher program, Alexander gave me an opportunity to talk about expansion of public school choice through chartering. To contrast Williams and the voucher concept, I intentionally emphasized the public education elements of chartering. I was pleased when Alexander described Minnesota's chartering legislation as a chance to create innovative schools that would give teachers an opportunity to contract with their local school boards to create brand new schools. I know of no other state that's done anything quite like that. He went on to focus on chartering's impact on teachers within the public education system. He said, President Bush has talked about a new generation of American schools, and this sounds right up that alley. It sounds like it would give teams of teachers the chance to do what many teachers must dream of doing, which is take their knowledge and start from scratch and create a new school. It sounds like chartering answers the question that many teachers sometimes say, which is, we hear all this talk about reform, and where is our place in all this reform? Even as the national debate swirled around public and private school choice, the most important test was yet to come right here in Minnesota. The time had come for teachers and parents to step forward and make the concept of chartering a reality. It was time to create chartered schools.